Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. How are you? How art thou doing? Hold on a second. Well, I hope you're well. And I believe you're ready for radio. I believe that you are. I believe you're ready for conversation, for gist. We're 24 hours a day, we're 7 days a week. I hope you wake up every morning, you pick your radio up, and you look forward to something, and somehow we burst your imagination. Or at least we satisfy your appetite for news and conversation. It's 23 minutes past 12. In about 2 minutes, I'll be off on a break, and so it's just enough time for me to let you in on our conversation schedule today. We hold it to be worthy of note, and therefore, our conversation first hour is around COVID. Well, you know, COVID. So that's the thing. You want to think that COVID has gone away, but you watch the news or you hear reports on COVID updates, and it's like COVID has come into a new year with you. Maybe it's the news that keeps it afloat, or maybe it's your choice to not pay attention that minimizes it. But anyhow you slice it, COVID is still here, at least as is reported in the news. COVID is trying to say, hello, peeking at you. I'm still here. All right, so I want to bring to your knowledge what might be suits against governments, persons who might have suppressed COVID information, and something also very, very interesting that happened in Kano, Nigeria. I'm going to share with you a clip from an Al Jazeera coverage. You would hear for yourself what might be the situation out there in Kano a few years ago, and I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you pick it up from there, and then we'll make a conversation out of that. After that, on language and interpretations, I'm going to be looking at, as we did last week, the phrase, put yourself first, what it means and what you think about it. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. Hello, humans. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's 29 minutes past 12. Okay, so I think I'm a little excited about this one for obvious reasons. Well, welcome and join the conversation as we... I don't think we can travel through all the updates around COVID or surrounding COVID since the emergence of COVID. So today on the Sunny Side, we'll be looking at what might be regarded as updates from the COVID development story. My name's Joyce on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today we hold it to be worthy of note. And may I mention that today worthy of note would be that there is a new variant. Yeah. I know you're tired. I know. But don't be... That's the thing. Don't tire out. It seems as though the race... Let's see. Well, there are two ways we can look at it. The race is not to the swift, not the battle to the strong, but God who shows mercy. That, for a fact. And then maybe I would say to you, do not tire out. The journey is long. Yeah. And unknown, too. Okay. I want to quickly update you. So the coronavirus has a new variant. And there isn't quite a name as much as there is a symbol for identifying it. It's going to be known as XBB15. I'm tired. Yeah, so the new COVID variant is known as XBB.1.5. I can't imagine you trying to explain that to someone. Like, oh, so there's a new variant. It's like, so what is this? Like, XBB.1.5. All right. That actually sounds like a mutated thing. Like, of course. Well, you know, the reason why COVID wouldn't go away, according to the tales that have been told, is that it's a virus and it mutates, and so it goes from one variant to another, and these variants have names, or as we have it right now, a tag. The BBC reports it's yet another offshoot of the globally dominant Omicron COVID variant. Omicron has outperformed the earlier Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta variant. So, like, we've been through COVID, or COVID's been through us. Anyhow you slice it, here we are, in life counted amongst the living. So I want to share with you what might be regarded as news, even though it's not from home, but it's in the news regardless. So earlier this month, three physicians filed a lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Resource Services in the U.S. They also filed a suit against the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They filed a suit against the FDA Commissioner Robert M. Califf in Texas court. They alleged that the FDA acted outside its authority and illegally interfered with their ability to practice medicine by discouraging the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Well, I don't know what you heard, but remember Trump came out one time and told you guys that, oh, this COVID is not such a deadly thing. Treat it with, what was that drug? Exactly. He mentioned one. Now, the reason I don't want to mention the drug is also because I'm just trying to report the news mainly and not necessarily highlight any particular drug. You get it? Good. So people thought Donald Trump was crazy, right? All right. Maybe he was. Loose mouth, you would say. Okay, now in the news, three physicians are suing Department of Health and Human Development Service, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA commissioner. So they're suing three people for interfering in the ability to practice medicine, and the interference or what might be regarded as the hindrance to the doctors in their pursuit of pursuing medicine would be that they were told in some way not to use ivermectin to treat COVID. All right, so I want to go to another. Let's see now who's here. Another report out of the U.S. Physicians sue California over COVID-19 misinformation law. All right, so now this particular law is a suit by physicians who are stopping the state of California from suing physicians whom the government assumes to be spreading misinformation or disinformation. Put a bookmark there, and I want to share with you, this is probably the most recent, it's dated 1-10-2023. That's the first January 10th, 2023. Here is in the news. Let's see, hold on. I just want to get to the chest of it. Okay, good. So here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chairman and Chief Litigation Counsel for Children's Health Defense, announced that he and several other plaintiffs filed a groundbreaking novel lawsuit making antitrust and constitutional claims against legal media outlets. Let's find the chest of this one. Now, the lawsuit targets the Trusted News Initiative, TIN, a self-described industry partnership launched in May 2020 by several of the world's largest news organizations, including the BBC, the Associated Press, Reuters, and Washington Post, all of which are named as defendants in the lawsuit. Filed in the U.S. on the 10th in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas Division, the lawsuit alleges these outlets partnered with several big tech firms to collectively censor online news, including stories about COVID-19 and the 2020 U.S. presidential elections that were not aligned with official narratives regarding those issues. So I think I want to stop there because there are quite a number of highlights I would love to highlight. I think I shared with you, I remember sharing it with you, that Pfizer and Moderna did agree to begin research into their COVID vaccine because it's reported that some people who took their particular brand of vaccine came down with health conditions and sometimes terminal conditions. And so they agreed, I would say, indirectly, to begin research into their vaccines. And that was news from last year. It wasn't 2019. No, from last year, 2022. Good. One of the doctors banned by Twitter during the buzz of COVID vaccination and lockdowns. So if you remember, many people who had what might be regarded as opposing views to mainstream narratives were blocked either on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. If you had an alternative narrative, you were taken off mainstream media, right? So one of the guys whose audio I've also played for you has had his Twitter page restored. That's not the gist. I'm just saying that Twitter now has reinstated every doctor that had, you know, been blocked off by the old government governing Twitter. You see that? So the old government worked in collaboration with big techs and governments around the world to manage, modulate, suppress COVID-19 news, particularly news that didn't fit mainstream narrative. So here, I want you to understand that this might sound as though it's just gist for or just about COVID-19. There's a little bit of this that's really not just COVID-19. There's gist here that I don't know what you're going to make of until you hear it. But here's a report. In 1996, Pfizer administered an experimental drug during a clinical trial on 200 children in Nigeria, but never told the parents that their children were the subjects of an experiment. 11 of the children died. Many others suffered side effects such as brain damage and organ failure. A report by the Nigerian Health Ministry concluded the experiment was an illegal trial of an unregistered drug, a clear case of exploitation of the ignorant, and a violation of Nigerian and international law. Pfizer did not obtain consent or information. Did not obtain a consent or inform the parents that they were the subjects of an experiment. Now, okay, so with that said, I want you to think back and see whether you would recall the time in history where people even refused to take the COVID vaccine because they said it wasn't government approved. So usually in this regard, it would be FDA approved, which is the official body that kind of approves drugs. And the FDA had their own reservations, really. And one would be that the drug had not gone through thorough testing through a period of time. Now, many people, given that were told by the news, which is, of course, where you hear everything, that this was urgent, that the virus was spreading at such a pace that people needed to be protected, people needed to be vaccinated, and that vaccines would prevent and vaccines will cure. Yeah. Now, I think Nigerians thought, or maybe people around the world just thought, well, let's just do this. Let's get vaccinated, right? And so maybe what I'm trying to highlight here is the fact that because it wasn't thoroughly tested today, don't take my word for it. Just go on the internet. Many people are complaining of heart failure. Many people are complaining of other health issues that are not just trivial. In fact, permanent health conditions or permanent damages caused to them as a result of being vaccinated. And these reports span across the young and old. So it's not just an age group or class. It's like some people, and I don't know whether it's a function of gene or gene type, have either died or maybe in a situation that could lead to death due to, you know, the COVID vaccine. Hold on a second. I want to play you this audio. It's an Al Jazeera coverage of what happened right here in Nigeria, in Kano. Yeah, Kano State. So if you would give me your attention, I'd like to share with you what might be not too old news, because it's necessary for today's edition of Worthy of Note, the Sunnyside.
The last hurdle of a decade-long compensation claim battle. 17-year-old Shamsu undergoes a DNA test to prove he's a victim of a failed drug trial by the pharmaceutical company Pfizer that happened 15 years ago in Kano State, Nigeria. 11 children were killed and several more injured when Pfizer tested out a drug called Trovan on 200 children. The drug was supposed to treat a deadly regional outbreak of meningitis. Pfizer agreed to pay $75 million in compensation in 2009. But they introduced DNA testing as part of the process for qualifying for the payment. Back at home, survivors like Shamsu, who was crippled, and their families feel the DNA test is designed to deny them of the compensation money. Many say they've already provided Pfizer with documents proving their children were part of the trial.
In the claimant form we filled, they stated clearly that only when we undergo a DNA test, they will pay the compensation.
Pfizer, which denies all wrongdoing, even though it's agreed to pay out $75 million, says the DNA test is designed to guard against fraudulent claims.
As we're talking, we have about, we've collected samples from 547 people. And only 200 people participated in the study. So what do we do?
But many of the victims are poor and illiterate. They don't understand what DNA testing is and fear it's another attempt by Pfizer to make them guinea pigs in a new drug trial. Some victims abandoned their claims when DNA testing was introduced as a condition of receiving payment.
Some of the compensation money released by Pfizer has gone into building this $25 million medical research and disease control center. The hope is that one day locals will be able to deal with things like outbreaks of disease and medical epidemics themselves.
It may go some way to healing the wounds of Pfizer's experiment and benefit the survivors who are simply too afraid to go for DNA testing. Yvonne Dege, Al Jazeera, Kano State in northern Nigeria.
All right, so this happened. Well, yeah, of course it's not in the news because usually, particularly when it's not a global pandemic as we had it have it with COVID, you'd have to go to the hinterlands to carry out such experiments where eyes, cameras, and where spectators do not make quite obvious and immediate the outcome of what might have been an experimental game played by Pfizer, whereby they choose who the guinea pigs are. Now, these Nigerians have not been compensated, just so that you know. Instead, Pfizer thought, we'll build you a brick and mortar establishment and maybe you can test your own drugs yourself. I'm not even sure what that's supposed to mean, but maybe I'm trying to say that in the news today, men, by the way, have you heard what Elon Musk had to say about Fauci? Well, Elon has some stuff to say about Fauci, and Fauci is now reported to be ready to resign. It's interesting because I think Fauci didn't quite think he would have to at some point, but I guess that the press surrounding both Fauci, COVID, and all the news that have surrounded COVID, conspiracy theories, and maybe not even conspiracy theories, maybe what they are would be... Spoiler alerts, it's reported now that Dr. Anthony Fauci prepares to step down as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the end of the year. The leading immunologist faced derision on social media over the weekend from tech billionaire Elon Musk. And Elon Musk specifically tweeted that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Now, Elon Musk also has released some documents that he believes are proof to show that Twitter worked with governments in order to suppress news. With that said, I want to open up the telephone lines. And this is not necessarily to frown at vaccination or medicine, conventional medicine. This, I would say, would be what happens in the shadows, and the people who might be victims might be those who are ignorant, those unaware, those desperate, or those who depend on others to do their own research and thinking for them. And you're not necessarily a victim as much as I think you've been made a victim. So welcome to Nigeria Info on Open Thought Wednesday. Pardon me, on Worthy of Note Wednesday. Let's talk about what might appear to be doctors suing governments. Let's talk about the fact that Fauci is about to resign. Let's also talk about the fact that health reports suggest that COVID has side implications. Let's talk about the fact that Pfizer carried out an experiment right here in Nigeria. 11 of them died and others left destroyed. Yeah, physically destroyed. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Worthy of Note.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Good afternoon. Hi, can you hear me? I lost you, make it back. Nigeria in for you on the Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello, how are you? Can you hear me? Sorry, I lost you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Speaking on this vaccination and the Pfizer issue, I think it's a bigger snippet of what I'll call the Big Brother complex. You are familiar with George Orwell's novel, right?
Yeah.
I think it portrays more of what goes on in the background.
Okay. Who's Big Brother here? Who's Big Brother here?
I think Big Brother here should be the governmental agencies that try to suppress the medical information.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So when the vaccines came out, we know it was all in a rush and there was no extensive time for testing. Yes, we could give them that as a benefit of doubt because of the pressure of COVID. But then the support for the vaccine was, to me, it was totally undue. I didn't get vaccinated, not because I did not want the vaccine. Actually,
yeah.
I would have gotten vaccinated as at the time. But I didn't, long story short. But I feel there could have been more testing for different variables before giving it out as a compulsion, as you were made to believe by the popular media.
All right.
And I feel we're now seeing the results of that. We see that in the medical world itself, there's also a form of what we see in our governmental associations where people get to do what they want because they can do what they want.
Or are told to do a certain bidding of someone.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Well, if you're wondering, the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post, all defendants into a lawsuit. And it's specifically because they all played a role in trying to suppress stories around COVID-19. Ah, all right. Who knew?
Hello, good afternoon, man.
Yeah.
Hello?
I can hear you. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? The volume of your radio set. Hello, welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much.
Long time.
Oh, has it been?
Please, Joy calling, market woman.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
PM, when that thing come out, I say no, that this thing is no way. I saw it in my dream like this, that this vaccine is not to be taken. So I begged my husband seriously. I said, your place of work, this work God show me about this vaccine, everything. They have to sue them in America, seriously. Because what they did to churches, do to doctors, is too much. They have to sue them, Joy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, this is just worthy of notes because who knew that it would ever get to a point where doctors will sue the state for trying to interfere with medicine. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, my lady.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good afternoon.
I can hear you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Safe.
I'm not sure why. It's not from my end, though.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Omenka Job.
Welcome, Omenka. Go ahead.
Yes. You see, these are the things I've been trying to let Nigerians know. The intrigues the Western world is playing on Africa, in fact, the whole of Africa, and some part of Asia. Thank God we are beginning to see it. They either use the media or they use health, which is the medical aspect, or they use terrorism, or probably like what happened to Saddam Hussein. The man was a leader. He was ruling his people peacefully and quietly, and they were enjoying themselves. All of a sudden, they come up with accusations. And today now, Libya is in turmoil, and the whole of West Africa and North Africa, they are suffering it now. It's high time we begin to know that these people, they don't mean well for us. Thank God I did not take that COVID vaccine.
Well, there might not That's be a problem point. With taking it. It's just, well, there's more to the story. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. You're on the sunny side. How are you? Can you hear me? Ah, make it back. The sunny side. Can you hear me?
Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. This is Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
For what happened in Kano, Pfizer, before they do that test, did they check the DNA of the children?
No, before they were administered? No.
Yes. Hello, Joyce.
I can hear you. Did you listen to the audio?
I listened. They didn't do the test. How come time to pay compensation? Then you are demanding for them to go and do DNA test.
That's a Pfizer question.
Then for the people in Kano, the government official, whatever, because I understand, they are illiterate, they are not educated. What of the educated ones? Were there for the, are they, you know, in following up on what is going on? Mm. Rather, you go and build one hospital instead of you to pay the compensation. The educated one was there. They didn't support these guys to make sure that Pfizer did not do one or two funny things.
I'm sorry.
I think because of Trump.
I'm sorry. I'm off on a break. We'll be back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, I hope you've been paying attention to the news, because it's today that I will choose to ask you what you believe or have observed given hindsight, or say the benefit of hindsight. COVID happened to the world, and it was as though it was made to happen. So if you follow the news, one part says, well, it was made to happen. Others say it was a cause of nature. Then America decided to go to China, where they claim the virus emerged from, and somehow documents that were found proved that Fauci and, of course, his arm of governance paid gain of function to China in order to maybe develop a virus. Fauci denied it, and somehow that story went everywhere except specification. We were not given any specifics. We couldn't prove whether indeed it emerged from China, or whether as a lab experiment, or whether it was a cause of nature. Somehow it just died, and everything else has happened quicker than we're able to keep up. Now, what must follow now would be what would be reactions, either from doctors, citizens. So doctors frowning at what would be interference with their bid to practice medicine. Fauci has been through it, because his name's everywhere in hell, and people naming and shaming. It's funny, because no one would ever think that Elon Musk is any sort of reference when it comes to news. But Elon says, well, there's Twitter documents to show that the former Twitter management engaged with government to suppress news around COVID. And I have shared with you that doctors have sued, some big companies, big media companies, and in the suit it's alleged that the outlets partnered with several big tech firms to collectively censor online news that told the story of COVID-19. And yes, the outlets are the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, and Washington Post. Off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues on the other side of one. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Worthy of Note. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So Vaughn said that's a pastor, and that's the problem. He would love to be identified as a pastor. A pastor kidnapped himself and collects ransom money from members. Ah, heaven, please. I think there's some stories that are particularly unbelievable. It just shows you some humans would do There is nothing they wouldn't do. I think that's it. Like, there's nothing they wouldn't do. Well, I think it's funny. And I don't know whether I should feel sorry, really. But I really think it's funny. Welcome to the show. It's Worthy of Note, 99.3 Nigeria Info, my friends. Join me. You might not find this surprising. Well, that's if you already know what happens in the world you're in.
The last hurdle of a decade-long compensation claim battle. 17-year-old Shamsu undergoes a DNA test to prove he's a victim of a failed drug trial by the pharmaceutical company Pfizer that happened 15 years ago in Kano State, Nigeria. 11 children were killed and several more injured when Pfizer tested out a drug called Trovan on 200 children. The drug was supposed to treat a deadly regional outbreak of meningitis. Pfizer agreed to pay $75 million in compensation in 2009, but they introduced DNA testing as part of the process for qualifying for the payment. Back at home, survivors like Shamsu, who was crippled, and their families feel the DNA test is designed to deny them of the compensation money. Many say they've already provided Pfizer with documents proving their children were part of the trial.
In the claimant form we filled, they stated clearly that only when we undergo a DNA test, they will pay the compensation.
Pfizer, which denies all wrongdoing, even though it's agreed to pay out $75 million, says the DNA test is designed to guard against fraudulent claims.
As we're talking, we have about, we've collected samples from 547 people. And only 200 people participated in the study. So what do we do?
But many of the victims are poor and illiterate. They don't understand what DNA testing is and fear it's another attempt by Pfizer to make them guinea pigs in a new drug trial. Some victims abandoned their claims when DNA testing was introduced as a condition of receiving payment.
Some of the compensation money released by Pfizer has gone into building this $25 million medical research and disease control center. The hope is that one day locals will be able to deal with things like outbreaks of disease and medical epidemics themselves.
It may go some way to healing the wounds of Pfizer's experiment and benefit the survivors who are simply too afraid to go for DNA testing. Yvonne Dege, Al Jazeera, Kano State in northern Nigeria.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
I'm just here to update you with what's happening around the world. Yep, welcome to the Sunny Side. We're holding to be worthy of note and in the news. Regardless of what Elon thinks about Fauci, well, the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post now have to go to court to defend what they've done online suppressing COVID news. Now, many of you remember, at least I'll say you recall, that many people refuse to take the vaccine for whatever reason. And even more importantly, the vaccine is said to not have gone through all the necessary trials to make it safe for human use. Well, according to what Fauci did tell us, he said it was safe. And after much back and forth, the FDA had to give a consent to it to allow for people voluntarily go get the vaccine. Because, you know, people expect FDA approval on things, right? So that needed to happen for people to go get it. And now America is really fractured when it comes to the conversation and reality that has emerged off the backs of COVID vaccines. Many people, well, some people have died. Others have had to manage life-threatening situations, and some others are now left to deal with life-threatening situations as a result of getting vaccinated. Now, not everybody who got vaccinated is dealing with something, and maybe that's also because some people are of the opinion that COVID is gene therapy. Well, some people say it's not gene therapy. Others say it's gene therapy. Some others say, well, it could really alter your biological system. Others say maybe not. And so the conversation just goes back and forth. And believe me, all I'm trying to do is just bring the news to you. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. We'll hold it to be worthy of note. I want to take from you what might be feedback. You have probably been vaccinated. Maybe you chose not to get vaccinated, but you've lived through the experience 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Here we are, 2023, and behold, it's still a conversation with the new variant being, yeah, it's not a name. And this is particularly stressful. They should have made our lives a whole lot easier. But the new variant is XBB.1.5. All right, welcome. So COVID is still here, basically, and everything else happening around COVID is happening. And I just played for you an audio excerpt, a coverage by Al Jazeera that happened right here in Nigeria, where Pfizer experimented with a drug on children. 200 children, 11 died. A few survived without any serious damage to health, and others left permanently damaged, having to deal with either brain damage or organ failure. It's not my words, it's in the news. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much. I can hear you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
This thing you read for this afternoon, this thing
I'm sorry, your line isn't clear.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you, but it's not clear enough, and it's not too good. Okay, no, I'm sorry. You're going to have to please call me back. Welcome to the sunny side, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Kendi. I'm from the Kudu.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I've been vaccinated. I mean,
okay.
The vaccination was, you know, in the same space. So I did vaccination. And,
sorry, did you say in 10 stages?
When the campaign was on for vaccination, that's when I got my vaccine.
Okay. Yeah. So it was intense, you mean?
What I mean is that, you know, the time when there was a lot of...
the campaign for...
Exactly, yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, when it was intense.
Good.
Yeah. So I got my vaccine and, you know, I was fine. I'm still fine, hopefully. I'm still fine. But I had a friend who had the vaccine and had a lot of... Well, she was vomiting all through the day. And she really, really... for the first day, though, I mean, she was not...
She was throwing up.
Well. Yeah, she was, kept throwing up all through the day. And then...
Oh, wow.
Well, he did...
subside.
And it looks fine now. I mean...
Okay.
Of course, you can't doubt that these companies, you know, some of them are, you know, will always... do things like this, you know, always want to, like, the, you know, the insight that you played. I mean, they always have some underhand deals going on, some, you know, some illegal things going on, trying to, you know, implement a drug that is not, you know, viable. But seeing...
Did you then think that it was illegal? Or you just thought, no, this has got to be right, you know, there's COVID, as the news says, and now the news is telling us to go get vaccinated. Did you...
You know, with vaccines, there's, you know, there's a particular... pattern of making vaccines, you know, that you can actually follow and trace, you know, the way to make, like, almost making a snake venom,
mm-hmm.
the way to make a vaccine that is actually trusted. Why they didn't go through all those stages that you were supposed to go through? I mean, you can understand, it was because of the, over almost 600 people, 300,000 people have died in America. I mean,
okay, so now, you know, do you remember that we were told that Africans would litter the streets? That the bodies of black people would...
Yeah.
So, given hindsight right now, I think they report that only 7% of Africa is vaccinated and that the COVID has practically almost disappeared. So, given hindsight, what have you learned or what do you observe?
Well, you do have a point. Maybe, you know, the vaccine... taking a vaccine was a bit overhyped, you know, over the top. I mean, I do agree with that. I mean, I think that the bullying of people trying to get vaccines was not necessary.
Okay.
But you can say 7% of Africans should be vaccinated. Let's not forget that this virus did not start in Africa. It started in the West,
right.
Started in China and spread out. Let's not forget Ebola and the other virus that came into, the number of Africans that died in Congo, you know, in Kenya, in all those Liberia, those places where you study dead zones, you know, during the Ebola virus. So, I mean, maybe we had the advantage of, you know, learning from experience of the Ebola virus, you know, I mean, the way we connect ourselves during the Ebola virus and even how we responded quickly to the virus. I mean,
thank you.
Just like in Africa, that's why I think that the death toll was so reduced. Even though I think that a lot of health workers in Africa, you know, did a great job. I still think that because it did not start in Africa, the death toll wasn't that high. But still,
you know, it's your view against Bill Gates, because Bill Gates, of course, knew it didn't start here, but he said African bodies will litter the streets.
Yeah, I remember. Of course, that was permitting to say, nonsensical thing to say. I mean, he's not a health expert.
Is so it?
Nonsensical thing to say. His words on things like that don't mean anything to me, because he's not a medical expert. I can't listen to him.
Really?
Of course, why would I listen to Bill Gates telling me that?
Why won't you listen to him? He's the richest guy on the block.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's the most sensible guy on the block.
That part. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Look, I want to benefit from your hindsight. You follow the story. They told you what they told you. Here we are. And I think maybe this is a moment in history where we can stop, stare, evaluate, then wait, because this COVID isn't going away. It does quite appear. So meaning that I might have to show up one day at work and be like, by the way, the government said I should tell people to go get vaccinated again. You know, so between now and then. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you here.
Okay, my name is Bahami.
Fantastic.
Okay, the thing is that this vaccine stuff, you remember the first country to get a vaccine was Russia, the one they called the Sputnik. In currently now, everybody will agree that vaccine is still working. But when they released it, what did the West say? It doesn't work. You can see that its intention is not just to make save life, but to make money. You understand? So no country wants to use another country's vaccine. You also see what happened when Pfizer and AstraZeneca released. Britain will say they want Pfizer, they don't want this. So it's not all about life. It's all about the money of the economics of it.
You think COVID is business? You think COVID is business?
Exactly.
What about the people that died? So I think they think 63 million people.
They actually see there is money part of it, and then there is the saving life part of it. But that money part, that is why when the people that have the same thing, scientists that have the same thing views, the way they are hounded, like, this is not, I mean, scientists, this is not how we debate.
Oh, are you a scientist?
Yes. This is not, I have a postgraduate degree in public health. This is not how we debate.
How do you debate?
It was more like, you have to use facts, not counsel this guy, shut him down, shut him off, go to where he's working, go on the US IRS and to go and review their taxes and everything. They just want to shut you down. That is not how to debate in science. Mm. You see that there is intent, other intentions just behind, above saving life.
Okay.
You understand? They argue that, they don't want anything. The whole world have to be in unison to fight this COVID. No, that is not how things work.
Oh, wait, you don't believe in the uniformity of the war?
I don't believe in it. Okay, look at now. We are seeing Twitter fights. I've been reading it. You see, some people will go and tell them, shut this idea down. It is not how things work. What if they are right? What if they are right? You understand? What if they are right after all?
So maybe truth is not the game. Maybe something else is, right?
Money! It's all about money. They don't want the whole world to be vaccinated. So they'll cash out.
Wow.
That is the way I see it.
Well, thank you very much, scientist.
But thank you.
Thank you. Well, can we have more scientists tell us how this thing works? Because, you know, we're non-scientists and maybe our approach is very pedestrian. You get. So if you have a scientific perspective, educate the public, because behold the news. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon,
good afternoon
to you. Yeah, afternoon.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I can try. Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you. What you told us this afternoon is a boy down to the battle of the world. They want to change the world, the God's creation, to their own world. Sister, my two people that I know that collected the vaccine, One is now doing like a talkative. Another one is doing like a pregnant woman. Let me say she's pregnant too. Are you hearing me?
I can't trust your observation.
There was a time you told us that you posted something. They're threatening to remove you. And that daughter that posted something, they removed him. So they know what they are doing. Concerning Elon Musk, everything that Elon Musk wants to do, let him go and create his own human being. Because my own vaccine is eruteted and the dogoyaro and the malaria
imitation. Thank you.
So anybody who say he won't give me COVID-19, let you know you're me. And let them bring five people. Let them bring five people. Let them lock me and get inside the five room. But let them allow my eruteted and action beta. Are you hearing me? Thank you very much.
Ooh, the sunny side. Hi.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Turn off your radio.
As regards to the COVID-19 injection, are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
Yes, I took it.
Okay.
Right from the day I took it, nothing shake me, nothing do me.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
I'm still physically, mentally balanced as ever before. But when Elon Musk said that there will be littered a dead body...
No, that wasn't Elon Musk. Stop. No, that wasn't Elon Musk. And please, you have to turn off the volume of your radio set. Can you do that?
Pardon?
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay, I'm hearing you now.
Go ahead. Okay. So it wasn't Elon Musk. It was the Gates.
Okay, Bill Gates said that there will be littered bodies.
Well, yeah, because the assumption was that COVID would kill and Africa pretty much will die in large number.
No, he didn't know the weather. Most of I replied him to say that he's not God. God will not allow him because he said he's a satanist.
He hasn't admitted that.
Okay. Even though he said that,
I'm going to need you to turn up the volume of your radio set. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi, Kate. Tell you for my gig.
Go ahead.
I hope you can hear me. Mm-hmm.
I can. Go ahead, please.
Joy, with this discovery at Kano, now I'm scared pertaining to this COVID-19 vaccine.
No. It happened in Kano 15 years ago, or probably,
Who knows what this outcome of this vaccine will come out to be in the next 15 years? Who knows? Now, I have to be honest with you, I'm scared.
Why?
I have to be honest with you, I am.
So I'm the one who's making you scared. You can't even appreciate the girl's effort. How am I the one making you scared?
Not you.
Al Jazeera is making you scared now?
The discovery just no appreciate me now. But I just hope everything will go well, Sha. I just hope so.
Olojo. Yeah.
All right, we're done.
No. Hold on a second.
I'm with you.
Are you vaccinated? Are you fine? How do you feel?
I'm fine. I'm 100%. I'm even more fit than I used to be before I vaccinate myself.
So my guess is you're going to get vaccinated again. Because you feel better than you used to be.
No.
Mm-mm, come on, man.
I'm not going for the third job.
I'm not saying you shouldn't.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, okay, good. That's
better. Very okay, but... this one. Well done, you're doing a good job.
Good Lord, I haven't. So that was a moment where someone can't quite comprehend the complexity of the news, and he's vaccinated, and he wished he probably wasn't, but he was a man to do when he's left with his fate, right? And then he accepts it. You don't get the best out of that, do you? All right, but then thank you very much for calling. How are you? The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Oh, come on now. The volume. Thank you.
It's out. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
My name is Binga. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
First of all, how is your niece?
She's good, thank you.
Oh, I've been meaning for the past 6 months to ask that question. I've just not had the opportunity to call into
you're kind.
The studio.
Thank you so much.
There is no day that I listen to your voice on the show that I don't think of your niece.
You're kind. Thank you.
Yes. Having said that, though, as to the vaccine, I was not vaccinated, for example.
Mm.
But it wasn't because I have an issue with the vaccine. I just have this delusional view that I've got an immune system that can fight whatever is coming at me. So usually I don't put any chemical in terms of drugs in my system. I just don't. I don't have any evidence for it. And that is why I called that view delusional. because I don't have any basis for it. So I didn't take the vaccine, but I think taking the vaccine was the right thing. I think the fallout we are seeing now in the West is more about the extreme political and ideological divide between the people who live in the West. I think evidence has shown that the party who is against vaccine had more deaths than the party who supported vaccine. The evidence is there. And it has shown that the liberals who supported the vaccine kind of had less deaths among the area where the states were controlled by the liberal compared to the conservatives. That is there as well. So I think the vaccine generally was a good thing. Yes, there wasn't time to test it enough. But again, the question we'll have to ask is, okay, I think the suggestion was that it takes roughly about 5 years to get a proper vaccine tested. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, how many people will have to die if we have to wait for 5 years to start administering the vaccine to people? I think we'll have lost more people. So generally speaking, for me, I think the vaccine saved more lives. And I think the vast majority of people who actually died from COVID were people who didn't take the vaccine. Of course, there are going to be exceptions. There are going to be side effects for some people.
But that's inaccurate. The facts do not support that. The people who died the most were people who didn't get vaccinated. That's not accurate.
87% of the people who took vaccine in the United States stayed alive. 87%.
No, that's inaccurate, because now you're suggesting that those who didn't get vaccinated died more. That's what you're saying. More people who didn't get vaccinated died.
The vast majority of people who died in the hospital were the people without vaccination.
Well, they had other issues. No, it wasn't a COVID thing. So it's inaccurate for you to say that unvaccinated people. Okay, hold on a second. We'll be back. Hold on, wait. Hello, do I have you there?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Okay, good. So I was saying before that commercial break, and thank you very much for waiting, by the way, that it's inaccurate to say that the people who died the most were the unvaccinated, because, yeah, the news tried to make us believe that it was the unvaccinated people, but the people who are having health conditions or people who are not left to cater to their lives dealing with issues that would never be reversed are the vaccinated people. That is on record. So, for example, if you followed the news, I did share with you earlier on that news outlets like the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post now have to go to court because they're being sued by doctors who believe that they suppressed news regarding COVID. Now, these are not people who do not know their onions. So there are quite a number of lawsuits. Doctors in California actually sued the state of California because the state of California prevented doctors from using ivermectin to treat COVID. So I'm not sure what you want to believe as a against what the doctors have reported. So you see, these are two different things.
Okay, so do you think the vast majority of people who died are people who took the vaccine?
Look, I'm just here to show a job out. You understand? I don't know who died and who didn't. I'm just here to tell you the news. It seems as though you want to believe that the vaccinated people are the people who are not dying. Now, remember that vaccines lose effectiveness over time. As you heard me at the start of the show, I did tell you now that there's a new variant, meaning that the last vaccine you took does not cover the new variant. So you have to go get vaccinated again.
Yeah.
Good. And then even Anthony Fauci said that the best form of immunity is natural immunity. It's on the internet.
That is true.
Okay, so are we going to really have this argument or conversation?
No, but Joyce, we cannot deny.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty for being vaccinated. I was only just asking for hindsight.
I'm not even vaccinated.
Yeah, but let's not have an argument that's not intelligent. Let's not do that. I mean, I don't think there's a problem with you or your choice to be vaccinated. I'm just reporting the news. Who knows how the court cases are going to go? Maybe they're going to get thrown out. You never know. Maybe Elon is going to sell Twitter, and then all these doctors on Twitter putting out COVID reports are going to get banned again. We'll never know. I'll just be here to report the news. But
Joyce,
don't choose.
Do you think we should? Okay, so cut you off.
Oh no, go ahead. It's okay. I can listen.
Okay, I was trying to ask. Okay, do you think if a doctor just have an opinion without anything to back it up, we should consider it.
You're falling again. The doctors are not presenting opinions that they can't back up. I just told you that doctors in California sued California government for stopping them from using ivermectin to treat COVID-19 patients. I just told you that.
Okay, Joyce, do you think people shouldn't have listened to Trump when he said people should inject themselves?
Okay, now, so these are your own, I'm leaving you with these questions because I'm not supposed to inform your bias, or I'm not supposed
it's
to make
it. It's not my bias.
Yeah, you're saying, are people supposed to? People can choose, but people chose to be vaccinated and some people chose not to. I'm not bothered whether they chose to or did not choose to. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just here to present the news. I don't want to hear your opinion.
I understand.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my opinion. As for Bill Gates, though, I think I understand why he made that prediction.
Okay.
I think I do. I don't think he's rational, and I don't think he's as illogical as a lot of people like to make it seem like. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at our health system, you look at the health system in the West, I don't think it's that crazy to think if we are hit by a pandemic, if the world is hit by a pandemic, we'll most likely be hit the more in Africa because we don't have the health system to handle it. That's the way I see that statement.
You remember when Trump said that we would do anything for ventilators?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling. Then I do appreciate it. It's not a Bill Gates thing. It's a thing where they think Africans are not sufficient.
That's true. I think it's not. And Pfizer, sorry, just to finish on this point. I think Nigeria should sue Pfizer. I think we should get every penny we could possibly get from that. Because of their activity,
you might have a
couple
point.
Of years ago.
Thank you very much for calling.
We should sue them. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Dukas from Korodu.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. So I took the vaccine, but my reason for taking the vaccine was that I had the opportunity to wanted to travel that time. So and the pressure was there that if we did not take it, we will not be able to travel. So I took it, but my husband warned me that I should not take it, so I decided to take it. But when I took it, hello,
go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Go hello? Ahead. I can hear you. Believe
when
me.
When I
go
took
ahead.
It, but because I have an issue with him, I have. Asthma. I'm an asthmatic patient. So when I took it that day, at night I was unable to breathe well. The trigger, something was very intense. I had my breathing was not okay that day.
It was labored, okay.
I think I was having asthma. What I mean is that the intensity of my breathing was very, very hard night.
Mm-hmm.
But God saved me that I had my drug at home. But since that time, I've not had any issue with the COVID stuff.
Okay.
But I normally have an issue with asthma. I normally have but I've not seen the... But when you are now saying about it again, I'm already afraid that what's this? And even our African authority, we are solely dependent on these whites. Why are we solely dependent? When they say something is white, and we cannot even make sure, when they say something is black or another color, we will not be able to make research by ourselves. We just depend on them. That is the right thing. We're supposed to be holding our authority accountable for it. And they will insist that we should take it. If we don't take it, we'll not go to work. If you don't take it, they will sack you from. What is that? They are supposed to take their responsibility to be able to check on themselves. Not that everything will depend on the whites. It's so unfair.
It's all right.
It's so
look,
unfair.
Don't panic. It's all right. You're fine, right? Yeah, yes. I'm just telling you what's happening around the world. Like, they are fighting in other places, basically. You just don't panic. You're good. You had one moment where your asthma was so bad, but you're good.
Yeah,
enjoy radio. Enjoy radio.
Thank you.
Look, don't panic. the essence of news is not to cause panic, it's to inform you, and then you do with it what you will. I mean, many of you are even good, you're good feedback as far as this whole vaccination thing goes. Some people didn't even have faith in it. Now you've taken it, and here you are, you're alive, you're well. You probably had swollen arms, or no, maybe your arm was swollen, maybe some problem, but whatever it was, you're good. So thank you very much first for being the first takers. Because now we can maybe just verify how good the vaccine is, given that you're still here. So I guess it's a good part to it. An upside. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I think we are still on the topic of the issue of the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is calling from Ikorodu.
Good to have you.
Now, I want to comment on the statement of Bill Gates on the about the vaccine, that the applicants will be dying on the streets. Hello?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Yes.
First of all, are you vaccinated? Because you would be good experiment.
Yes, now.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. I was vaccinated now.
Okay,
twice.
Good. Oh, good.
I want to go and collect the booster dose, but I've not collected that.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you, this COVID thing keeps mutating, right? So now I just told you at the start of the show there's a new variant.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep getting vaccinated every time there's a new variant?
No.
When are you, if you stop, you have no covering. Do you understand? So let's say there was Omicron, there was Alpha, you got vaccinated. There was Beta, you got vaccinated. There was Gamma, you got vaccinated. There was Omicron, you got vaccinated. Then you now stop vaccination, but another new one has landed. XX, what was that thing again? XXMB 1.5 millionaire, something like that. So you're not going to get vaccinated.
No, the one I've done.
XBB.1.5.
No.
Why are you saying no? Relax now. Are you afraid? Relax. But the virus keeps mutating.
It's not about being afraid. It's not about being afraid.
All right.
The point remains that, you see, one thing about we Africans, you see, there is something we call race immunity.
Okay.
When we say race immunity, that means there are some infections that will be lethal on some race, but very mild on some race.
Okay.
Do you agree to that? Scientifically,
yeah.
I'm talking scientifically.
Okay.
Scientifically now. So based on that, that's what these brigades did not realize.
Mm.
Africans, we are peculiar in our own song. For instance, now, when these people came to Africa, there was serious malaria problem. They were depressed by malaria, killing them.
Okay.
But Africans have been living with this malaria, and I'm not saying they don't have malaria, but very few have the malaria. The immunity is high.
Okay.
So sometimes that's how science works. So it's not that we have everything they decide from the West. We have to accept mind and thinker. I don't believe that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're alive to tell this story, and thank you so much for calling me. I do appreciate it. Thank
you're
you. Yeah, Lagos, Nigeria. Well, just an update, and I know you don't like the way that sounds, but here you are. Here you go. XBB.1.5. That's the new variant. And good Lord, where is it going to... When does it end? When? 99.3 Nigeria Info. We hold it to be worthy of note. And so you know that Pfizer carried out an experiment right here in Nigeria, Kanu, and the victims yet to be compensated. Instead, maybe they have what I would refer to as a kind of compensation, a form of it. They have brick and mortar, a kind of research institute where Pfizer had to... Well, Pfizer thought that maybe one day we would do our own researching. So rather than compensate the victims, they put up. And so to the victims, it's like, well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
This is Jeff from my papa.
Thank you.
Joyce, this is a ridiculous attitude. From Nigeria.
What
just
attitude?
Imagine 200 children. Are they life rabbits? Are they life instruments? I can't really imagine that in Nigeria they allow such a thing. to happen.
Yeah, but they didn't know until after. That's the thing.
They did not know it to happen. What is science?
No.
Observation.
No, I mean the consequence of the experiment was not evident before. It only became evident after.
Joyce, they will never use human beings. Such an experiment. What about animals?
Some people think that the COVID vaccine is actually a form of experiment. Do you disagree?
Yes, it's like an experiment. Oh, you know that. Okay. When you use animals to test those things, 200 children, likely brains, and the ignorant parents, how can you blame them? Here is the health minister.
You know, this is not the first time, and it hasn't just happened in Nigeria. It also happened in Ghana.
Why then? The people, the visa company themselves don't use their own citizens. Why do they come to Africa?
You're asking all these questions, like who's supposed to help you answer them?
It's okay.
No, it's not as simple as you put it.
Because I can't imagine that you say, okay, for this experiment. Let me ask you.
Let's direct this conversation. Let's give a spare head to this conversation. So, if you are vaccinated, what have you learned? Have you experienced anything? Like,
no,
what?
It takes me 20 years for me to be vaccinated because if science is all about observation. I am not fully observed the usefulness of me vaccinated.
Oh,
then I check my
you still
head.
Want to wait?
Because,
okay.
Because it takes me 20 years to put the puzzle together and to get clarity about okay, going to so digital. What
right.
is the end?
Okay.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who owns this company or paying $75 billion. Yeah. To me, it's an insult to our integrity as a nation.
Yeah, you're true. You're trivializing the power of influence and money.
Yes, that is wrong.
Over the ignorant. Hold on. You're trivializing the power of influence and money over ignorant people.
Yes, because they don't know. Joyce, I want to say something about this vaccine and about culture, what you call it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to let other people speak. I think you're reacting in a manner as though this could have been prevented.
Yes, it could have.
Yeah.
But Joyce, let us talk about this kind of thing. Let me ask them a question. Someone come from America and said, okay, I want to run an experiment in your country. Now you are facing the brunt. Why they don't want those experiments in their country?
So I guess you don't know how the world works. That's the thing. You're talking like someone who doesn't understand how the world works. So
I understand how the world works. Because normally...
No, I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break. I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break. We're off on a break. I'll be right back. Hold on. Let's get this together. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Niger Info. Welcome, my name's Joyce. I have 3 minutes here. Well, so I think I should let the last caller, I don't know. Sometimes I want to say, and maybe this is what I mean when I say you should read. I think that you think someone else has to do the research for you, and maybe you're right, but no, you're not. There are things you should find out for yourself, particularly in a world that's convoluted, in a world where there is a shadow over truth, in a world where there is a word known as anti-truth, in a world where anything can be sold to you, including dirt, and you would take it in the absence of better knowledge. So according to Twitter files, well, I think we'll discuss this at a later time. I'm not even sure when, but I think you should know that it's been found that the FBI paid $3.41 million to suppress a COVID debate. $3.1 million paid by the FBI to censor speech around COVID. It's serious business. You're the one who's playing. All right, I want to read a few messages here. Someone says, good morning, Joyce. This is not new. I had known this from way back. Let me shock you. It might sound like a conspiracy theory, but it's happening as we speak. Do you know there was a certain American NGO carrying out experiment on us as the most populated black African country? Well, you say there's an agenda to reduce the population of the blacks. Don't take my word for it. Please do the research because I have done mine. Chris from Finland. Thank you. Happy New Year. Do you remember a particular man of God raised alarm about COVID and the conspiracy around it? I am happy they will pay dearly for it. Good afternoon. Let's see. This is lengthy. Where some people or a group of people want to push everything down the throats of all others is totally unacceptable. Okay, let me see if I can address that. It's assumed that you don't have a choice. So then, if someone already assumes that you don't have a choice, then your stance should not be, it's unacceptable. Your stance should be something more firm. You get that? So that's good. But something more firm than just trying to explain the unacceptability of someone's intent that they want to exercise over you. But yeah, you're following. Those who had a different opinion about their ways are quickly tagged as non-compliant. Oh, of course, or anti-vac. Anti-vax. I remember that, Joyce, you had Twitter account threatened because you gave an information about vaccine. Oh, yeah, they've done that thing like 5 times. I think I'm even shadow banned on Instagram, actually. Oh, they do that. If I post something, they don't like it, they flag it, take it down, warn me, we'll shut down your account. At this point, I'm willing to even give them their account because I don't even know what I'm using it for. Okay, I have products to sell. Maybe I still need it. Maybe I still need it. Okay. Yeah, it's happened to me, so you can take my word for it. We should be wise and avoid allowing others push things down our throats. That's why I did not take the vaccine. Oh, really? Okay. It was too sudden and the propaganda and confusion were just too much for me to take. Shareholder from Festac. Well, look, I'm just trying to pick your brains on the development, how you feel if you're vaccinated, what you thought probably prevented you from being vaccinated, and then everything else that's happening. By the way, do yourself the favor of entertaining yourself. Check out Twitter files. Yeah, Elon Musk put it out there. And if you're wondering, yes, Elon Musk said that the old Twitter government worked in collaboration with governments around the world to suppress, block, hinder, marginalize people who had alternative views to what was supposed to be mainstream. So Twitter files is on Twitter and probably on some internet pages or web pages. Check it out. You'd laugh. I think you would. Or maybe cry. We'll be right back. I have a message here worth reading. She says, my name is Abiola Lambert. Ever since I took the COVID-19 vaccine, I have been suffering from one life-threatening ailment or the other, ranging from heart-related issues, arthritis, blood clotting, and so on. I have never been free of ailments. In fact, I regret ever taking it. I really don't know what to do now. So I think I'll suggest that you see a doctor and have them go through your medical records. It's necessary. I hope, you know, that this is not a new development. Please see a doctor. Let your doctor go through your medical history. It kind of gives them an idea whether this is COVID-related or not. Now, if it's COVID-related, so if there are any Nigerians out there who think that they're ill health, and by the way, the word I was trying to recall then was comorbidity. Yeah, those with underlying illnesses. So please see your doctor if you suspect that what you might be suffering from can be traced to COVID or, say, begun after you took the vaccination. It's just necessary for Nigeria and our own documentation. So don't just sit down there and panic. Please see a doctor, because we also need our doctors to help us understand what we're dealing with, while we need the scientists to figure this whole math out of whether it's natural immunity that's better than vaccinated immunity, or the vaccination that is brought on by, pardon me, the immunity brought on by vaccination. By the way, on Twitter files, you'll find a conversation pretty much. It was an attempt to suppress the fact that natural immunity is a lot better than the immunity brought on by being vaccinated. And you can see, just check Twitter files. Maybe Elon is not altogether useless after all. Okay, so quite a number of messages here worth considering. Someone says, Joyce, I've been having issues with BP since after taking the vaccine. I have not had such before, and this makes me weak and tired sometimes. This COVID thing is an issue. Okay, so please see your doctor. If you're having any health concerns, please. I'm not a doctor, right? I'm just a curious person. I like to go where you probably wouldn't like to go. So please see your doctor, and maybe doctors should please help us start documenting what might be offshoots from being vaccinated, the benefits, the upsides, the downsides, and things we need to watch out for. In fact, it's interesting because even when this whole COVID thing started, the American Fauci even said that some people could be exempt from vaccination because of their health. And so maybe some people didn't even need to be vaccinated because maybe being vaccinated made their health worse. Please see your doctor. If for nothing, we can document what might be the developing story from vaccination. And that would be beneficial to all of Nigerians. Thank you very much. I had COVID in 2021 and I survived it without taking anything. Right now, I am not still vaccinated. I had another one in June 2022 and I'm still alive by God's grace. What I noticed with COVID is that if anyone has any underlying sickness, it might trigger it more and may result in death. This is Michael from Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Michael from Massachusetts. I do appreciate your message. So Nigerians, if you have any health issues, please see your doctor. And then tell them when you notice the start of that ailment. And hopefully we can find something. You never know. Maybe we have our own issues as a result of being vaccinated, but we don't talk about it because maybe there are no records of it. So please see your doctor. Try. Thank you. Off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. It's Worthy of Note Wednesday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, then. We have a few more minutes on this one. And I think you already know what it is. It's a continuation from last week. And yes, from me to you, this whole COVID conversation will continue because I think we need to look at Twitter files. We need to find out what Twitter was hiding that Elon has brought to light. Let's just look at it, evaluate it, talk about it, get done with it. Or maybe never get done with it. Well, let's talk about it, all right? So maybe next week or the week upper, I can't quite guarantee because many times I say we're going to talk about something and then in the course of the week, something else happens. But remember to remind me because I would forget. Thank you. You're the one. And given that you're the one, let's talk about what we were discussing last week on language and interpretations, which is putting yourself first. So as I told you, I've heard this phrase, put yourself first, and I don't know what it means. I think it means something to the speaker, but to the receiver or as a receiver. So listen, I'm wondering what would that mean because I'm thinking what I'm thinking. And from what I'm thinking, I do not see the necessity to put yourself first, except maybe you think that it's necessary to place yourself before another human. And so what it means is what we're trying to find out. So the language is put yourself first. What is the interpretation? Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you doing? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Lucky.
Welcome, Lucky. Go ahead.
I think that word, put yourself first. I think to my own personal, the way I understand it is empathy or something. There's something between empathy and sympathy. When you start with somebody, mean that you are having this kind of soft feeling for the person, I'm sorry. Then what I would say is empathy. Empathy that.
No, I think you mean putting... No, pardon me. I think you mean putting someone else first. The language on the show today is putting yourself first. So you are lucky. Now, I've heard people say, put yourself first. And what they really mean is, lucky, I'm going to put myself first. Or say they say, lucky, put yourself first. So what it would mean between you and I would be, lucky, put yourself ahead of Joyce.
No.
Give yourself higher. Okay, good. Think about it. I think what they mean is give yourself higher consideration than the other person. So your name is Lucky. So in regards to putting yourself first, the interpretation, or at least what I think I understand when they say it is, or maybe if I'm speaking for myself, it would be Joyce, put yourself at advantage over Sheriff. Right? Like, well, put yourself first. I think that's what they mean. That's what I think they mean. So if that's what they mean, then why? What's the utility? If Sheriff is not a threat to me, then what's the utility of it? This is a classist thing. This is having a lofty view. I'm not sure. Let's find out on Language and Interpretations on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Hey, my friend, what's up? The volume of your radio set. Hey, you heard me.
Okay, I'm also from Nigeria Info.
You are. It's good to have you here. Good afternoon.
All right, I'm Joseph Gabriel Brandon.
Thank you for calling.
Well, let me give a bit contribution, maybe not 100% accurate, but just mom.
Okay.
View, because I use that word a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when a guy like me say, put yourself first, maybe in a situation like, for instance, if I meet someone that is complaining that there's no true love anywhere, then based on what that person said, I might actually say that, okay, love actually is definitely going to come from you first. When you begin to love yourself, put yourself first, and like putting yourself first in the sense of what you expect from that person, you begin to do that same thing in that, that is the same, the person, that is the person begins to see the reflection of you being good, like what you are expecting from that person. Like, you need to first of all show the person, like, the example of what you want. For instance, if I want something from you, Joy, I need to first of all, like, in a way, presenting myself, like, wanting that thing from you. It's not, like, in my own head, like, it's not a selfish act. Although people might interpret it as
I
a selfish act.
I think you mean love your neighbor as yourself, right? That's what you mean. That's what you're explaining. You're explaining love your neighbor as yourself.
No. That's not what I'm explaining. Maybe that's not what I'm explaining. Like, I am. That is talking about, like, for instance, if you want something, like, if I want something, like, let's assume that if I need a love or complaining of that I don't have love or something like that, I need to first of all love myself. I'm just giving an instance of that.
How do you love yourself without it being idolatry? Like, it's like you love yourself regardless. If you were to save yourself or someone else, who would you save?
Save myself from someone.
If you were to save, if you were to save yourself or someone else, who would you save? That's a simple question. Come on now. You want to take a moment? Why do you feel like there's something wrong? Look at that, Lagos. Oh, come on. It wasn't even a hard question. You felt a little guilty about it. Oh, dear. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. How are you? Welcome to Language and Interpretations. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This
afternoon
is
to you.
Calling from Lekki.
Okay, go ahead.
Put yourself first simply means, as far as you're happy, you have no business with what any other person feels. As far as you are pleased and you are happy with whatever you are doing, then whatever anybody think or whatever anybody do is none of your business.
Okay. So in a
That's
situation where you're putting...
Put yourself
first,
which is wrong, totally.
Oh. So what is it supposed to be? If you say it's wrong, if it's wrong, what is it then supposed to be?
The fact is that even the word we follow, the word of God we follow, it said you should put others first before yourself. It still goes back to the logic of going to a party and you know you are supposed to be on the high
seat. No, don't worry about that illustration. I think this one is better.
No.
You gave us that one last week.
I'm not using that. But first, you don't put yourself first. Is, for example, you're working with somebody, suddenly things went wrong with that person. As a wise person, is it that moment that that person is going through challenges, you want to go as far as you are not happy?
Yeah.
Or you put the person into your own shoe and say, no, this even though I'm going to leave this person, it's not this moment.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lagos, Nigeria, and our friends from outside, we have work on our hands on the Sony side. Make it back 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, Nigeria Info.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, pretty lady. You're going to have to speak up for us. Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, put yourself first. For me, I think it's two-sided. One, the positive side. The other one, the negative. I just put it like that. When I mean the positive side, I mean in the sense like I had a family, a relative that was sick in the hospital, and then the sister was going to donate blood. When she got there, they told her that she needed the blood more than that person that was in the hospital. So they told her to put herself, that is just like now, she should put herself first. Though she's walking, she's able to walk to the hospital, doesn't mean that she's healthier than that person in the hospital. So that's one side. Then you sacrifice, another side is when you sacrifice so much for people, the second of this same side, you sacrifice so much for people, you forget yourself. So a good person around knows that you are doing this and you're not doing for yourself, will tell you, put yourself first, so that you know that you still need those things. You are caring for people, you need that care. Like you walk, you should give yourself a treat sometimes.
Doesn't put yourself first appear to be you impose, well, maybe not imposing yourself, but placing yourself of a higher necessity above others?
No, that is the negative side.
But can there really be like a positive side to put yourself first? Do you mean love your neighbor as yourself? Love your neighbor as yourself is not the same as putting yourself first.
I'm not seeing it as love your neighbor as yourself. I'm seeing it as sacrifice that you want to do. You want to give to somebody. It's not because of that. You love your neighbor.
But it's because you love your neighbor. Like, if I was going to give you blood, if I had a family member or a friend who needed blood, I'm like, oh, I'll give you blood. Well, that's also because I'm hoping that if I ever was in position for blood, that someone was going to give to me too. That's me loving my neighbor as I love myself.
Yes.
Yeah, you're mixing it up. One illustration you gave is loving your neighbor as you love yourself. The ladies, the example of giving blood that you gave, that's you loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And then it's different from putting yourself up. Putting yourself first is exactly what it is. Put the cup first. Put the plate first.
She didn't go for her own self.
Yeah, but that's loving your neighbor as yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. That's loving your neighbor as yourself. That's different. Putting yourself first is really the topic.
Okay, then the other side of it, putting yourself first, it could be like...
You've explained it. So I think basically from your explanation, then it's negative. Any version of putting yourself first must be negative.
Anyway, if you say so.
No, don't say if you say so. We're working with what you just said. You gave an example of a lady who gave blood. That's not putting herself first. That's loving her neighbor as she loves herself. That's not putting her neighbor first. She loves her neighbor.
Putting yourself first means then it's selfish.
That's what I'm hoping to find out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Why are we mixing these things up? And it's interesting because when you give me the illustration and I say, well, this sounds like loving your neighbor as you love yourself, you say no. Like, what exactly are you saying no to? That I'm wrong, or maybe you have a clearer? Maybe you have a clearer perspective. But many of you have given me this, you love your neighbor as yourself, example of putting... Good God, what are you doing? You're confusing me. You give me this example of loving your neighbor as yourself, and then you say that that's the positive side of putting yourself first. Honey, we're not even in nursery school. Okay, let's try again. That example is not going to work. Come up with something better. The sunny side is language and interpretations. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Joyce.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Right. My name is Kulwendu, calling from Israel.
Israel, thank you. It's good to have you here.
All right. In my view, I think putting yourself first simply means the first law of mankind, which is self-preservation. Okay? In other words, for me to think about someone else, okay, I have to think about myself first.
Okay.
For somebody to exist, okay, I have to also think about myself first.
Okay. Oh, I see. So what does that mean in actuality? So let's say you're thinking about yourself first. Is it that you are placing yourself as more important in the equation over someone else? Isn't that what it means?
No.
Okay, so no. you're following the theory of self-preservation.
Of course.
Okay, but then, yeah, but the theory of self-preservation already suggests that you already love yourself. I mean, like, that's really why it's self-preservation, right? That you would do anything that's in your favor.
Well, no, not in our case. Like, if I'm
taking... go ahead. No, pardon me. Please go ahead.
Yeah, in some cases, you're saying that you put your life before yourself.
Good. So that's exactly what...
It depends on the situation on ground.
Okay, give us a situation where that's the thing. The language is put yourself first. So which situation permits the putting yourself first? And is that situation of a brotherly love, or is it of selfish and self-preservation concept? A selfish, yeah, and a self...
Let me paint this picture. Now, let's say my friend and I, we fell into a dish, okay? Into a well, a dry well.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be thinking about how to get out of the well first. Likewise, I.
Okay.
Yes, I won't think about my friend. I'll think about myself. Then when I come out from the well, then I was going to assist my friend to come out from the well.
Okay, hold on. So isn't there a possible case where you and your friend can work how both of you can get out? So it doesn't matter who comes out first, as long as the end game is both of you come out.
Well, at that point, I don't know what is on his mind. It doesn't know what's on my mind.
Okay, good. So then from this singular example, then putting yourself first must therefore be negative. Because now you have said you want to just get out of the hole and you don't care about your friend.
No. I do care about my friend, but...
Yeah, but if you care about your friend, then the aim would be for both of you to get out of the well. If you cared. So it doesn't matter who gets out first. If the aim is for both of you to come out, your friend can come out first and then you come out second. That's the plan. But if you're saying you're putting yourself first, then it suggests something else. You can take a moment.
Joyce?
What?
Thank you.
Well, sure.
I really appreciate your help.
Sure. Thank you. I guess when the meeting ends, is that going to be deuce? Is that deuces? Desmond, would that be impasse? The sunny side, 99.3. Nigeria Info, I can afford a few more conversations. By the way, Desmond is in the studio. Let's find out what you think. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, welcome to Nigeria Info.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank
good.
You.
Tell us your name and try to interpret this thing.
Okay, my name is Makloki Uchena, and I'm calling from Ogba.
Nice, go ahead.
Okay, so... you're putting yourself first. I've got this, hilarious illustration I want to use.
Let's try it.
Okay, so while growing up, my mom, my mother, there's so much she could get for herself, but she let them go or she sacrificed them because of we, the kids, uh-huh. I and my siblings. Okay, now, so when you say putting yourself first, I think that's... But that's in that part, hit it on the nail, on the head, which is my mom put us first, us, the kids, her children. So putting yourself first simply means you putting yourself in advantage ahead of your peers.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how I feel putting yourself, the word should be interpreted.
So would that be therefore selfish?
Say that again, please.
Would that be selfish therefore?
No,
don't shake it off, my friend. No, stay there. Think about it.
Come on, Joyce.
No. That's exactly why we're here, that we can look the truth in the eye, except we're not worthy humans.
Okay, that's probably will be selfless, yes.
Selfless or selfish?
Selfish, rather.
Well,
because you can't put yourself first without you using the word selfish. I think yes.
So better than
regardless. Sorry for cutting you short there. Regardless, maybe it's worth it or not. I mean, there's some situation, or you know,
yeah, the same situation where you have no choice than to just put yourself first, even though you know you're not worth being putting yourself first.
Don't bother. Don't try to justify it here. You answer your God. You answer your God when you see him. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the psychological implications of that.
And you're usually good in trying to do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
You're doing an amazing job, Jim.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Well, so that went well. Yeah, impasse. All right, so let's see. I don't have time for another conversation. I'm actually off on a break now. I'll be right back. If I'm back, I'm not sure we can further this conversation. If you're on the telephone lines right now, I doubt we can further the conversation. It means we'll have to pretty much begin this conversation Wednesday next week. So it would probably be like our first topic just to accommodate a lot more opinions. Thank you very much for your understanding. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll hold it to be worthy of note.
If it's information, then it's...
Look, I have just a minute before I hand over to Desmond. Let's try one more conversation and you'll be the final caller today. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You got it.
My name is Rocky.
Welcome, Rocky. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Talking about putting yourself first.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think it's a selfish statement.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll explain it like this. You know, when you're in a plane and the flight attendants are giving you instructions on...
wearing your mask.
In an emergency. And they say, even if you have a dependent, wear yours first. Right? Because the truth is that you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Mm.
If you are dead or incapacitated, who is going to take care of the person that is dependent on you?
Okay.
Do you understand? And, you know, there's this, the Bible says.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Bible says love yourself, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm.
The reason why yourself was even used there in the first place is because you have to love yourself before you can love another person.
But that goes without saying. Okay, so we're going to begin the conversation next week from here, because someone sent me a similar message last week saying that the idea of putting yourself first has a kind of similarity to love your neighbor as you love yourself. We need to break down that word, because I think we might be misrepresenting it.
Okay.
I think so. So next week then, we'll do this next week. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much. All right, Lagos, Nigeria, Desmond Majakodumi is in the studio. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side on 99.3 Nigeria Info.